Hey guys, it's Andy, the host of The Raunchy Truth. We're here to talk about relationships, dating, sex, parenthood, and much more. I hope you enjoy. Hi guys, and welcome back to The Raunchy Truth. I am Andy, and today we do not have a Kelly. My entire house got hit with COVID, and we thought it was best she didn't come over. So my options were to either go solo for this episode or throw my boyfriend on here.
So here I am.
So here's boyfriend. We threw him on here.
And that's my name, boyfriend. That's who I am. And yes, if you wanted to get a picture of me right now, I'm very tall, very sexy. That's the picture you're going to get, the vibe. Very, very good looking man with a very, very nice cock.
They all know about your penis. They know it's quite wonderful.
Well, welcome everybody. We hope you enjoyed this episode, and we're just gonna wing it right now because we are very sick.
Mm-hmm.
She couldn't. Our regular co-host Kelly, she couldn't be here because we didn't want to infect her because Andy decided she wanted to bring home COVID and try to kill our entire household.
That is not true.
Where'd you get COVID?
I got it from work, but I did not try to bring it home.
I work from home, so I don't, you know, it definitely wasn't me. So I think she's just in work, just you know, licking doorknobs and touching everything she possibly can so she can bring home COVID and then lick my cheek and get me sick. Is that where we're at?
No, because you're such a baby when you're sick. The last person I wanted to get sick was you.
I am a baby, 100%. I'm definitely a big baby when it comes to being sick. And, you know, last night I had a very high fever, and I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and he wouldn't help me.
Okay, hold on. I did, after I bitched.
Yeah, 15 minutes of me approaching death.
I've been the one taking care of my sick self and the youngest in the house, which is still a baby, and I just didn't want to be woken up to get you a washcloth. But I got it, and I did it.
Yeah, it helped, too. I needed bitched. A wet, cold washcloth to lower my fever that I had that was, you know, contemplating killing me because I was very sick.
Well, I'm sorry. So, man, when I am tired, I am tired, and everything around me just irritates me.
That sounds like COVID.
Well, because I have it, COVID.
No, the irritating thing just sounds like Andy being normal. She's a little bitchy.
I am. I feel extra right now, though, because I'm just so tired, and I can't think straight.
I love saying this, too, because I cheat on Andy every day. Every day. I wake up on a Monday with one personality, kiss and hug, sex. Tuesday, completely different person. It's like I'm cheating with a twin. But at the same time, it's the same freaking person. You just never know what you're going to wake up to next with this woman. One day, you wake up, she's a complete angel. She'll get you donuts and coffee and make you lunch. And next day, she's just a little devil yelling at you all the time, do the dishes, and all kinds of crazy stuff.
Guys, I mean, well, I do. I just hate repeating myself. Or if I've had a bad day, I mean, I live with him. He gets the shit into the stick on those bad days.
You know who else gets the shit into the stick? The dogs.
I knew it was coming. But the...
I love our dogs. And I'm a big dog person. I'll never live my
life. I am a dog groomer.
I understand.
Clearly,
that.
I'm a dog person.
But you apparently, you do that for work, so you come home and hate the dogs that love you. They actually love you.
I just don't want them in my...
The other ones that you know, that you cut and deal with all day, they don't like you.
Some of them absolutely love me. Well, I just don't want a dog in my face.
They don't love you. Our dogs love you unconditionally. And they will until the day they die. You are their people. You know, they don't have other friends and loved ones. They don't have grandparents or anything like that. You know,
so. Hold on. What are you talking about? Your mom spoils our dogs.
That's beside the point. Speaking of my mother.
Jump ships?
Well, she has brought us food every day since we've had COVID.
Every night for dinner.
God bless that every woman. Every night. Because I tell you what, I'm not cooking.
And I don't have the energy to honestly cook. I'm just sleepy.
We've been pretty miserable over here lately. I mean, it's been the body aches were crazy. Andy was complaining about it when she got it up first, and then, you know, next thing you know, I'm complaining like I'm an 85-year-old woman complaining about my hips. My hips hurt, Andy. I'm like, you know, rolling around side to side, and I couldn't get comfortable. I'm like, God damn, I was, what the fuck? It turns out that's just a symptom, I guess.
That's the reason I ended up getting tested. My boss had tested positive and everything, and then when I was at work, my back started hurting. It almost felt like labor pain. My lower back started hurting really, really bad, and I started getting dizzy, and I started crying, and I was like, something's not right. I went and picked up the youngest, and then I got home, and I was like, Aaron, I gotta go get... Sorry. I gotta go get a test because my back and my hips are killing me. And sure enough, it ended up coming back positive, but I sat there for 2.5 hours. It was the most miserable wait of my life because I felt like absolute shit.
Yeah, and she wouldn't stop texting me either. I'm like, she says, I'm still in the parking lot. I'm like, I'm well aware of that because you'd have told me already. Well, they said 3.5 hours. There's only 2 cars here. I'm like, well, it shouldn't take 3.5 hours then. But it turns out it took about 2. And which is another freaking problem, by the way. Like, what the fuck? You go to an urgent care, and there's one damn person in there working. You know, you got a Carl and some woman named...
Teresa.
Yeah. And, I mean, they're in there, you know, doing their thing. They should have a couple people in there working. That's a little bit freaking ridiculous. It really is. You shouldn't, you know, people, as the time is right now, all these medical professionals and stuff like that, they should have a lot of people working for them and working with them. I mean, that's a little bit ridiculous.
It's hard, though.
Yeah, nobody wants to fucking work. If the government's paying you more than you were making before, why would you go back to work? Just makes no sense. But then again, some people are lazy.
No, America is very, very lazy. I've learned that since the shutdown originally.
Yeah, well.
But I have to work. I've learned this week, I love my children, but I am very much so an extroverted person. I need to be socialized.
Do you?
That's
unfortunate.
Feel sad because I've been cooped up in a house.
Tell your viewers what it's like to have a boyfriend. That's a hermit that has anxiety.
Hold on. I have anxiety too, but you are introverted. I am extroverted. I honestly sometimes don't know how this works, but it does.
My anxiety is 100 times worse than yours. And you know it is.
We're not going to have this conversation.
Oh, we're having
a No, because you compare it all the time.
Because it's a lot worse.
I see a therapist and I have mine under more control. I have to. I'm mom. I have to.
No.
Yes.
I don't need to go out and do things and venture out into the world because I have everything I need right here.
And I feel different. If I get cooped up in the house, it starts making me stir crazy and I start crying and getting sad. And
that's because you're weird. What? When I, you know, as I got older, I look at crowds of people and I'm like, ooh, people, gross.
I don't like crowds. I just like being out of the house. I could be in a park. I'm just out of the house.
Go out back. It's nice out there.
It is so cold outside right now.
It's very cold outside. Yeah, I agree with you. I don't want anything to do with winter. I tell you, it's like I saw the snow. It was pretty. And then, you know, once all the cars start running over it and gets all dirty and sloppy, it's like, fucking get this shit out of here. I don't want to see it again. And the bad thing is we're only in January. Now it's the end of January, but I imagine we do got some more snows coming. And we live in Ohio, so it's, you know, snow is not abnormal for us, which is, you know, unfortunate. But we've only had one snow, right?
I think so.
About one snow. And that's not normal. Well, we wouldn't even have
snow. I mean, it's Ohio. What is normal?
That's true. You know, you go outside, it could be raining 15 minutes later, it could be 89. Who knows? That's just the way Ohio weather works. They just say, wait 10 minutes, it might change. It's a true statement. It really is. But I like Ohio. You probably would like to move out of Ohio.
I'd like to be warmer.
Where would you go?
If it were up to me.
If it was up to you.
I'd go to the Carolinas.
Glad it's not up to you. This is why I wear the pants in this relationship.
No, that is not why.
That's 100%. I have
the only time another situation in this house.
The only time my pants come off is when she's getting pregnant. Boom, baby.
Hold on, hold on. When I... I cannot get pregnant anymore, so we can't say that.
Thank God. We got enough little bastards running around this house. Two dogs, two kids. All of them get on my nerves.
You're so mean.
It's true, though.
He's kidding. Don't say that.
I love my children. And I love my dogs. Andy doesn't like the dogs.
I do, too.
She doesn't like the dogs.
I don't like them in my face.
She get off the couch. I now see, like...
Oh, my God. This podcast is not about dogs.
No, it's not about dogs. It's about life. Now, you hush. So, listen here. She
You can't talk about our sex on the couch. You have to talk about the dogs being on the couch.
Hey, you've talked enough about sex, all right? Everybody knows I got a bomb-ass cack. So, the dogs, especially mine. I have a big German Shepherd. He's big baby. He's a 105-pound monster. So... when I lived by myself before I met Andy, you know, I raised him from a pup. And when I ate, he ate. He always had food next to me, and, you know, I'd give him some of mine. But, you know, oh, God, when Andy moved in, you know, he's like I said, he's tall. So he damn near put his head on the table, and he'll sit there and, you know, pant or whatever, like, you know, give me a bite. Come on, you know, slip me something. And, you know, and, oh, God, that really makes it under her skin. She gets so irritated, and I'm always, you know, we're at the dinner table. I'm like, shut up, Andy. It's my dog. Leave him alone.
But he's taught my dog to beg, which did not beg before I moved in.
They're dogs. We're supposed to love them. They're supposed to be able to have fries.
Listen, begging is unacceptable behavior.
You see what men have to deal with? Listen to this crap. All this crap about giving dogs fries. Yeah, I'm looking at you.
Give him a fry when we're done eating and we're away from the dinner table. Put it in his food bowl where it belongs.
I will give my dog a fry whenever I please.
Yeah, you do. And then we fight.
That's your problem.
Seriously, our biggest problem, guys, we don't fight. We argue, we bicker, but our biggest problem is when it comes to
her not loving the dogs. The dogs. Because she's mean to the dogs.
I'm not mean to them. I just think they need to be treated more like dogs.
I treat no. They're my children.
And they
children.
Have a bed.
That is my child.
Yeah, and now you have a child.
I raised that doggy from when he could leave his mother.
And so did I with mine. But look,
well, you don't treat him like that. You're mean to him.
Dogs deserve. You're going to get love. Me in trouble because of what my job is and saying I'm mean to dogs. I'm not mean to dogs.
I didn't say you were mean to dogs at work. You're probably more nice to the dogs at work as you're cutting them, and you come home. And you're mean to your own dogs that love you unconditionally.
I just don't like them in my face. I got Lincoln God, I can't say his name. Lincoln crawling all over me, and then the dogs in my face. It's too much.
Well, Lincoln's a good baby. He's turned out to be a good baby. And God, that baby is gorgeous. He's going to grow up and get so much pussy.
Can you not?
He is. He's got them blue eyes. I tell you what, I'd be gorgeous with blue eyes.
Wouldn't we both?
I'd be more gorgeous. That's beside me.
Our son did get blessed with really, really pretty eyes.
He got really, really pretty eyes. And I tell you, he's going to get so much tail. And I you know, we said this in bed now the other day. We were talking about what's going to happen when you know, the kids like try to sneak somebody in the house.
when they have their significant others over.
It's gonna happen, you know. But I'm like, what's gonna happen? Andy's gonna be like, you know,
we're talking teenagers, yeah, guys. Yeah.
She'll you know go to the daughter's room and she'll be mad, you know, obviously because she caught her daughter. She'd be like, you know, you better not let Aaron catch you. He's gonna kill you. But you know, vice versa, I'd walk into Lincoln's room like. Got you a bad bitch in here. You better get her out before Andy comes in here. She's gonna
Andy, mom?
And mommy. Yeah. You know what I meant?
Wait, mom?
Don't correct me.
Mom?
Still, that's what's going to happen. Because I'll be like, you better get her out of here before mom gets in here, buddy.
But he don't have just mom to deal with. He's got a sister to deal with, too, that... passed to like the girlfriends too, so Lincoln's in for double trouble.
His sister ain't gonna do anything. She'll be a god. How old she be?
I don't know.
8+.
Guys, I started over. I haven't told any of you this. My kids are 7 years apart. Yeah. I have quite the age gap unintentionally.
Natalie said the other day that she didn't want to move out, She wanted to live with us. She wanted to live here forever. I looked at her and said, you moving out.
She said she was staying until she was 19 after that. And we're like, okay.
19's fine. I didn't move out till I was 20. Yeah. The first time I moved out, I was about 20.
I was 18. And then I moved back like 5 times. Actually, right before you and me got back together, I moved back in.
I think I moved back to my mom's 3 times. And, you know, the crazy thing about it is me and my mom have a great relationship. But I tell you what, if we live together, woo, it ain't so great no more.
But I love your mom, so I would be all for the way she tells you to do things.
You know, I was thinking, we have COVID now, obviously, right? So if Lincoln wasn't here, would she still be bringing us food?
I don't know.
I mean, I've definitely, you know, like I used to, my mom spoiled the show. I was the only child. I've definitely been replaced.
Yes, I tell
you,
yes.
You know, like which is perfectly fine. That's how it should be. You know, she should get Lincoln a bunch of stuff as a grandmother and love.
It's her only grandbaby.
Yeah, and it's exactly how it should be. But you know, it's funny to think about it. It's like I have completely been replaced. She no longer gives two shits about me. It's all about Lincoln. She didn't call me and ask, "How you feeling?" Oh, I'm fine, Mom. Yeah, no. Is Lincoln okay? Yeah, he's fine. He's fine, Mom. Oh, okay, good. Is Andy okay? Yeah, she's fine. Okay. All right, well, I'm going to get off here and she don't ask about me.
Shouldn't you be happy that she asks about your son and your girlfriend, though? That shows you she loves us.
Yeah. I mean, she did see you shoot a baby out of your vagina. You know, you can't get more close than that. That's true.
She did.
It was an interesting moment. I didn't look, by the way, if anybody
Nope, he watched the contractions on the computer screen the whole time.
I couldn't.
Or the monitor the whole time.
I couldn't bear to look. Mm-mm. I held her leg in there. That's all I did. And then she shot him out like a, I don't know what you would compare that to. Like a cannon out of a fucking barrel. Out he came.
Is that what he sounded like?
Yeah.
No, okay.
I don't know.
Thank you for sharing part of our birth story. It's so wonderful.
Hey, I got you to the hospital. I did my part.
And I apparently did mine. Here we are.
Here we are. I definitely did my part in the bedroom. Oh, yeah.
But did you?
Oh. Don't second guess my sex. How dare you? You've had the best orgasms you've ever had in your life.
I have.
All right,
I
then. Have. That's, see? Ladies, get you a guy like me.
But not him.
But not me. No, I'm taking. Yeah, no. I'm taken.
Hold on, though. You might want to refrain from saying "get you a guy like me" if they knew that you claim how I got pregnant is true.
What? What are you talking about?
When girls sometimes,
you fucking the mailman?
No.
Yeah.
I did not do that. Oh my god.
I don't know. Still not sure about that one.
Girls sometimes. Do this whole trapping game. Men don't do the trapping game.
Oh, I trapped Andy.
But he will tell me he trapped me.
Yep, I did. I said, that's a nice fat ass right there. Oh, titties are nice too. Nice round face. Yeah, I want to trap that. I'm 30 years old. It's time. So that's what I did. She says, my birth control is not working. And I'm like, it's not? Okay.
True statement, though. He knew I was just switched birth controls. Didn't care.
I didn't.
Here came baby.
Yeah, I shot for the goalie. And I scored. I did. You know, I was in the middle of a freaking Warzone game. Call of Duty, by the way, if you don't know what it is. I was in the middle, you know. I'm in the trenches with the boys. We're having a good time. Then my fucking phone starts ringing. And I'm like, oh shit, it's Andy.
Well, that's real.
I'm like, oh fuck. You know, we're mid game. You know, I probably got 15, 16 kills. You know, I'm frying people. And I pick up, and she's like, I got to talk to you. I got something to tell you. I'm like, oh, fuck. You know, usually when a girl says that, it's usually, you know, oh, I got to break up, or you've done something wrong, or whatever. But she's like, I'm pregnant.
No, I said, look at me, because you wouldn't look at me.
Well, yeah, I was in mid-game.
Yeah, know? And I made you look.
And I'm pretty sure I died after that, too.
Because you had to look at me. I wouldn't let you not.
Yeah, completely distracted from the game. I was frying, and just for you to tell me you're pregnant.
How do you go back to that and not tell them?
What do you mean?
Because we weren't telling anybody yet. Did you just go back to playing and acting like, yeah, I didn't just tell you something?
I was happy. I was happy. I went back to playing and finished my night.
I came over.
You did come over, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that's how that happened. She ruined my game to tell me she was pregnant.
But you're excited.
I was excited. It was.
I ruined the game with excitement.
Yep, that's right. I definitely died right there. I was pissed, but that's beside the point. So, well, what else? What else, Andy? What weird stuff can we bring up? Do you like being a hermit?
I am not a hermit. Oh my God. Okay, guys. I think I said this before that he's not into astrology and I am, and our zodiac signs are very different from each other. However, I'm very, very much so an extroverted person. He is very introverted. We make it work. But oh my God, being cooped up in this house from COVID has been absolutely miserable. I have to be out and about. It's actually kind of triggered my anxiety and depression a little bit because I just don't want to be sitting in the house. I need to be out. I kind of can't wait to not be sick anymore and get back out. It's a little rough, but you're loving life.
I like to be at home. I don't need to go out and venture out into the world or go to the bar or.
Well, it doesn't have to be the bar, like the park.
You know what?
I just like to be out of the house.
I would
or dinner to
the park. I don't know. It's probably COVID has definitely made my anxiety panic problem much, much worse. And thankful to the doctor that just gave me my sweet, sweet new medication.
Oh my God.
That took a long time to get that crap. Bitches. It's crazy. It won't give you the good stuff until you take all this other bullshit that makes you feel like crap.
You're not wrong.
It makes it worse. I mean, I guess it works for some people, but it didn't work for me. That's beside the point. So.
You low-key love COVID.
I don't love COVID.
You don't love the sickness. You love the quarantine of it.
No, it didn't change my daily life. It changed yours. I don't mind being home. I work from home. So I'd never fucking leave. Because I don't have to. I no longer have to get up to go to work. Or anything like that anymore. So it's
so this is him telling you he I do everything for the kids.
That is not true.
I'm just kidding. He helps me with pickups.
You go to work early, or you don't have to work. You work later. An hour
no,
later
not anymore.
Sucks for you. Get up earlier. What? So there's an even. Even play when you're parents. So I happened to find a really good woman that turns out to be a really good mommy. Because I tell you, I like to play video games. I like, you know, I like my alone time and stuff like that, you know, because otherwise I'll go a little stir crazy. So I like to be alone. Andy does not like to be alone. I could completely sit down by myself at dinner, done it hundreds of times, and you just did that the first time when
a couple months ago.
Yeah, I like to be alone. I've gone to a restaurant, you know, Olive Garden or wherever, it doesn't matter. But I've gone to a restaurant, I got my own table, and I sat down and I ate, and I enjoyed my meal. I didn't talk to anybody. I wasn't on my phone. I just ate, and then I just kind of sat there, and then I left. You know, it was quick. There was no conversation. I just went in there, ate. And I was gone. And a lot of people won't do that, but I like to be alone. It doesn't bother me. And the same situation goes right now. I mean, I have everything I need. I have my gaming stuff. I got my women, my children, food, a big roof over our house. We just got a new house. I got two good dogs. What else do you need? You know? I mean, I enjoy. When I'm not having some type of anxiety issue, I enjoy going out and having fun, you know, at the bar and stuff like that. I used to do it all the time when I was single. But I don't need that no more. Because I got this sexy bitch.
Oh, thanks.
But yeah. So I've become a hermit. I have, and I don't need to go out and to venture as much as I used to. But it drives Andy crazy. She's, let's go do something. I'm like, I ain't going nowhere. I don't want to go anywhere.
I need out.
You don't need out.
I do. It's for my mental.
Go take a walk.
For my mental health, I need out. I know. And that's when I go on walks with your mom.
My mom loves to walk, I tell you.
I sometimes people tell me the perk of you is your mom. And it is very true. I love you. But.
No, I love you too.
Your mom is great. What was that?
She is great. You know, that's my mom. When I went over to tell my mother that that she was about to be a grandmother.
Oh, okay. And we're going back to this conversation.
I was very, very, I don't know what the right word would be. I was scared.
Hold on. Before he tells you guys this, you need to understand that Lincoln was a...
Was it oops?
Was very quick. We were like not really dating, but dating sex situation.
And when we found out she was pregnant too, we went over to play cards. My mom kept, Andy, you want some wine? She's like, no, I got a headache. And I don't remember what you said exactly.
I just kept saying no.
And she kept pushing it. You know, she laughed like three or four times. Andy, you want a glass of wine? She's no. You know, 10 minutes later, Andy, you want a glass of wine? And, you know, she wouldn't say anything, and I'm sitting there at the other end of the table kind of, you know, smirking, drinking a beer or whatever, and you know, she didn't catch on, but this, you know, that's beside the point.
Anyways, but now you can say why you were nervous. I just had to make it because nervous. We hadn't been dating that long.
I thought she was going to be pissed, and she was not, and it was completely, you know, total opposite reaction was I thought she was going to give, and... Maybe it's because she just saw good things in Andy. I don't know. Aww. Well, you know, it's my mom's very good judgment of character, in my opinion. And I think she saw something good in Andy. Besides what I see, which is that nice butt.
But she also was probably happy her son was finally having a kid because we were creeping on 30.
Well, yeah.
But you're with somebody who you genuinely cared about, too. Yes, that makes a difference.
That's true. I do genuinely care about you.
Yeah, you better.
I do.
I can be pretty cool sometimes.
And I cheat on you every day. Every day. I'm explaining how I cheat every day. And people are probably going to be like, when they hear this, they're going to be like, what the fuck? He just said he cheats every day right in front of his girlfriend. Oh, yeah, I do. Every day. Because this woman. I wake up on a Monday, beautiful woman, great, happy. Wake up on a Tuesday, different personality. I now have to sleep with the devil. Same person, two different personalities. I cheat every day. Every day, it's two different people. It's crazy.
I'm usually the same person at bedtime.
Oh, yeah, she's horny. Yeah. Sex will turn that attitude real quick.
Guys, even being sick with COVID, I've tried. And I am so tired and so weak, but I have tried to tell them, let's have Lazy Susan sex.
No, I don't want anything to do with sex right now. I tell you, I feel worse at night. And mm-mm. I'm like, I just... It probably doesn't help that we've been staying up till 12:30 watching Yellowstone, which is a fantastic show, by the way.
Yes, watch it if you haven't. It's so good.
It's a really good drama, and I don't like dramas very often. And it's turned out it's really, really good. Cowboys, guns, you know, it's some good actors in there too. It turned out to be a really good show. We still have yet to start Ozark.
I know. Guys, we're big Ozark fans, too. We're getting there.
Big Ozark fans.
It's just we're tired, and we were trying to finish Yellowstone before we started Ozark. Yeah.
7 episodes came out Friday, 14 total, so they'll release 7 more. I don't know when they'll release that, but that's the last season for Ozark. And
it's kind of sad.
It's, from what my buddy said, it's going to be a banger. He's seen it already. He watched the entire
thing
on Friday.
Tried to ruin it for you.
I know. I told him I'd delete his number if he told me anymore. Yeah, don't ruin it for me. But Yeah. That's about the only TV shows we really watch.
Oh, sorry. Oh, well, and we kind of, in a weird way, get hooked on Ink Master. We like that show.
It's another thing you have to imagine when you hear my voice. I'm covered in tattoos, tall and sexy. Yeah.
He is.
Yeah, I have a lot of tattoos. I went tattoo crazy when I was younger. I haven't had a tattoo in 6 years.
Oh my god, I was supposed to get mine tomorrow, and I had to reschedule it. That sucks. Oh guys, it was this whole leg piece. Upper leg piece, and it was so cute, and I am so sad.
Man,
COVID.
This is beside the point, but it just came across my memory. Or not memory, but, you know, listen to this. Mm-hmm. I don't have a butt.
No, you have a butt.
No, no. I don't have a butt. So, I'm a tall guy. I mean, when I sit down, I'm sitting on pure bone. You know, not much butt. And We record here at home, and we're at our bar, and we're sitting on these
bar stools.
And I tell you what, these fuckers are not comfortable.
Now you know how me and Kelly feel every single week.
I understand. Yeah, I think it's the first time I've actually ever sat down on these bar stools, because usually when I'm down here drinking or something, I'm not
moving
down,
around, or you're
or I'm
over
sitting
there
at my computer desk. And this man, I tell you. My ass hurts right now.
Yeah?
My ass hurts.
We need some cushions.
I need some cushions because I'm sitting on pure bone here. I mean, this is insane. I mean, if I bounced up and down, it would sound like, you know, a bone is smacking metal. I could probably make a beat out of this. But that's beside the point, like I said. I'm just digressing now. It's very uncomfortable. We need new chairs.
They were free.
I love free things. Who doesn't love free shit? You know, we make good money. We have a lot of money, but I tell you what, I would never turn down some free shit. I don't care who it's from.
I care what it is.
Well, I mean, if it's a piece of shit, you know, I don't want that. But you know, you found that thing on Facebook, the treadmill.
Oh yeah, we got a free treadmill.
Free treadmill. Somebody's throwing out, you know, $1,500 treadmill because they're moving or something. Andy, you know, I get home from work. She's, you gotta go get it. You gotta go get it.
I literally pulled up Facebook right when they posted it.
I went down there and I picked that SOB up. I came home, put it together. Works like a charm.
It's great.
It is. It's fantastic. And it saved $1,500 because, you know, we kept saying, excuse me, we kept saying we wanted one. And, you know, little did you know, all you gotta do is get on Facebook Marketplace. Boom. There was one right there for free.
That's rare, though. People don't usually put stuff out there for free like that.
Especially something that's that expensive, which is, yeah, that was pretty wild. Fine, but we did get that. That was nice. So, Andy, at first, when we moved into our new house, she didn't necessarily like it. Have you gotten used to our new house now?
Okay, guys, I did not like it. There was something going on the day that he actually came to the open house. And in this market, it was one of those, if you want the house, you've got to put the offer in then and there. And I think I'm the one that found this house.
You did find this house.
Okay. Yeah. And the only thing is, I had a lot of change happen in my life within 2 years. Like, a lot of change and a lot of moving. And I don't like change. So when we moved in here, I had a hard time adjusting just because I don't. To change. And then you were gone for a weekend and Lincoln got sick, and that was hard, but I like our house now. I don't like to be alone in it though. But you're always home, so when you're not home, it's weird.
I can see that. Yeah, when Lincoln got sick, I was in a bachelor party in Nashville, Tennessee, and yeah, it was fun. But he got RSV, and, you know, at that point, especially being a new father, I think any father, just in general, your baby goes to the hospital, you probably should come home, you know. So that's what I did. I drove back immediately, and he's in there for 2 days, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, we thought, that's where we think we got COVID from for the first time, because these mm-hmm. sons of bitches. I tell you, oh, God, here we go. They put RSV patients on the same floor as a COVID patient. So, and then I'm walking in and out of all through there. And they got us mixed in with all these COVID people. Babies. And I'm thinking, like, you know, these people come in full mask, full gown, and I'm like, what the fuck, you know? And it's just crazy. And we get released from the hospital. We come home, what, like 3-4 days later?
Not even. Everybody got sick. 2 days later.
Yeah, everybody got sick. My mother, she wakes up at, you know, 4:30, 5 o'clock every day, and she goes and walks that dog. That woman, I knew she was sick because she didn't feel like she could walk in the mornings anymore. You know, she was down 3-4 days. Andy was, you know, dead for 3-4 days, and they both lost their smell. And that was the first time, like I said, and I thought I might get lucky this time and not get it again, because when I got it before, it was very, very mild. But I tell you,
it hit us hard this time.
It's wrecked us this time. It's been interesting. And I don't go anywhere. So, you know, Andy brings it home from work.
Sorry.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That was so loud.
Yeah. Well.
Accidents happen.
Accidents happen. Accidents do happen.
So I know that since I don't have Kelly and it was just kind of a wing it episode, it was going to stay sweet and short. Did you want to play a game at all, or did you have anything else you wanted to say, or did...
No, I don't want to play a game.
You don't want to play a game.
I played that game, the pull out game. But you know, obviously,
you didn't want to pull out.
I lost that game because we had a baby.
I didn't mean that game. We don't have to worry about that game anymore.
No, we don't have to learn. You know, I tell you, that is also one of the best things in the world. Andy, she says, Aaron, you need to go get snipped. I said,
you just said your name.
I said, you know, you need to go get snipped. I'm like, yeah. I said, ain't nobody going around my peck with some scissors. That's not going to happen. So she gets, you know, she gets, what's that called?
Oh, are we just sharing my story?
Yeah.
I got my tubes removed.
Exactly. Boom.
For better lack of medical terms.
And it was lit. Now I don't have to worry about it at all. Just sex, 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 constant. Bunch of semen. Just flying everywhere. Don't ever have to worry about it again. Thank God. We you know, we have two children, so that's well enough for us. Two children, two dogs. We're perfectly fine.
We had, you know, a long conversation before the surgeries happened, and long conversation with doctors.
Yeah. And I think it was the right decision. I mean, now we never have
carefree sex.
Carefree sex. It's lovely. Lovely. And I don't know about you. I don't know about you guys. You know, there's a distinct, okay. So if a woman is laying there like a dead fish and just taking it, and no noise whatsoever, it's unappealing in my sexual opinion. But Andy says you can't be too loud because then you sound weird. I'm not 100% sure.
Hold on.
I think the latter.
I never said to act like a dead fish.
No, I said the dead fish thing. If you don't want to act like the dead fish.
No, you can let out a little. You know, and especially when you have kids in the house.
No, the heavy breathing is just.
Yeah, but you can let out a little bit. Okay. No, that's too loud. That's too. There is.
I mean, some of it can be too loud, but.
Okay. He's going to argue it with me. He's a guy. But I think that when a woman is too loud, she's being dramatic and she's over-exaggerating. There's no need to be that loud.
Well, I mean, if you're too loud,
attractive.
If you're too loud, you're just like almost to the point where like you're faking it.
Right? And that's how I feel when you told me your story.
I had an ex that was ridiculously loud.
And I almost think that's dramatic.
Or it's just because I have a beautiful penis.
I mean, I sleep with your penis. I'm aware of your penis. I just think that there's such thing as too loud.
I tell you what. Lord Jesus himself, he handcrafted my cock. it's like a weapon of mass destruction. I mean, this thing is something else, you know. If I could donate it, it'd be worth millions.
You stop.
I'm serious. It's giving you the best organs you've ever had.
Do you mean to go around talking about my vagina and how greatly sculpted she is?
Listen, no, no. I said you can't talk about the Lord about vaginas. He's a man. He handcrafted me. But I tell you, there was an angel up there. I don't know what her name is, but she did something incredible. She whipped her hands together, did all kinds of wild stuff. I don't know what she put in, a little salt and pepper, this and that, but she made Andy's vagina perfect. I mean, this thing could be studied by medical people.
Oh my God.
I mean, it's fantastic. I mean, the sculpture behind it, the clitoris is in the perfect position. And it's just something else. It is. It's wet, it's juicy. Smells good.
Oh my God.
I mean, it's nice. It's true. You know? It's just
I guess we have perfect body parts that perfectly go together.
Oh, they go together, all right. In and out all the time. Just constant, you know. All you if you were walking this house on a Saturday night after some margaritas, all you're gonna hear is
oh my God. Yeah?
Yeah, that's all you're gonna hear. Andy screaming and moaning. That's what it is. Constant sex. That's what Andy wants. He's a freak of nature.
It's not a bad thing.
That's not a bad thing, no. But you're still...
You should enjoy that, because it wasn't like that before.
I wouldn't be like that before either. You've definitely upgraded. Man, you should see the shit list she's had on her. It's been rough. Poor you. I know. I mean, you went from 3 to fucking 15 real quick, you know. Well, it's true.
Okay.
Don't you okay me?
I'm not going to disagree. I highly enjoy our life and sex life together.
I'm not just talking about sex. I mean, I'm fucking...
I said our life.
I'm fucking gorgeous. I am. Especially this last one she had. Oh my God, he looked like a sloth. He did. He looked like he looked
they hear
like,
me bitch about him all the
he
time.
He looked like he should be in a tree in Costa Rica.
So, hold on, though. I think sloths are cute. So you need to try a different animal. Like a camel.
Sloths are not cute. They have long. They have long, wild nails, and they're weird furry faces. They're not cute.
I think that and a sloth is cuter than a camel.
They hang in trees sucking cantaloupes all day, or whatever the hell they eat.
Sloths are cute. Camels like, aren't that cute.
It's like your last boyfriend. He was just, I don't know what he was doing.
No, I don't know what I was doing either. I've made that very clear on here.
I don't know what you're doing either. That guy was ugly as fuck. He really was.
I enjoy that I can just have this conversation with you.
When I like creeped on her when we first got together, I'm like, what were you thinking? She's like, well, he was nice to me. Was he? Because, I mean, that's about all he had going for him.
Well, he wasn't, which I've made very clear, too. It's so funny. You're always dogging what people look like that I've dated, and I'm always telling you, oh, your ex is pretty. Oh, she's pretty. Oh, she's, and you're just like, they're fucking ugly. Like, I'm at least nice about your exes.
I call him like I see him, okay? That's all I can say about that. You know, Andy's, she's had some interesting relationships, that's for sure. But
as have you, we all have, everybody has.
I'm by far the best, 100%.
You are.
Right? That's right.
You are.
That's right. I'm a solid 10. Yeah.
We just get along.
We do get along. We don't fight.
No.
No, we don't fight. And if we do, Andy gets the silent treatment. She don't like it. She doesn't. You know, we can just want an argument. I'm like, you know, I'm fucking done arguing with you. So I can talk to her for a day.
It was so awful because we went to the pumpkin patch. It was so awful.
She pissed me.
And we just don't fight. That was probably the only one we've been in.
Yeah, we're at a pumpkin patch. I didn't speak to her once. I carried around Lincoln or whatever, you know, and did what I need to do. I'm like, oh, look, you know, pigs.
Pumpkins.
Pumpkins. Pigs. There was pigs there. Was there?
No, there were goats.
It was a goat and a donkey and some birds or something. I don't know what the hell them things were. Some chickens. And, you know.
Chickens.
She tried to apologize before we got on a hayride, and I didn't want nothing to do with it. I'm like, you pissed me off. I said, you're going to reap the consequences now. You know, so that's just that's what happened. And I don't like fighting, so, you know, if I get mad enough, I'm just going to stop speaking until I have something to say. And I just didn't have anything to say. At that point, I was just going to get over it, and it was going to be, you know, it was going to be normal after the fight was done. That's just what happened.
He's the only person that actually gives me the silent treatment instead of feeding back into my crazy, so I think that's why we work so well with it, too.
I don't feed into her crap. Not whatsoever. When she starts bitching and hooting and hollering, I'm just like, hey, will you give me a bowl of cereal? She look at me like, fuck you. Go get it yourself. And I'm like, all right, I will. And I'll eat my cereal. And I'll go to bed. And I'll wake up like, make out with me.
That he does say. All the time.
Stick your tongue
and then licks my face.
Come on. Swear your tongue in my cheeks.
Are you getting flu tested?
Yeah. I guess.
Is that the flu? One of them's on your cheek.
Your cheek?
Or is that a drug test? I'm so tired, I can't think straight.
I have no idea.
I've gotten drug tested through my cheek.
You know something here? Listen to this. You'll get a kick out of this. And so I went and got, what's that, chlamydia checked? A chlamydia check, I think, right?
I was young. This is way back in his past.
I was young. And, this girl comes over. She's, you know, knock, knock, knocking on the door. She's like, hey, I gotta tell you something, you know. I had my present girlfriend at the time. She was over there, we're doing homework. And I said, we're in high school. She's like, you gave me the clapper. Is that the same thing as chlamydia?
Just call it chlamydia.
You gave me chlamydia. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. She's like, no, it was you. I'm like, no. You know, so I, my present girlfriend, you know, she's like, what the fuck, you know. And I'm like, this can't be me. But it was a weird conversation with my mother because I called her. I'm like, hey, we got to go to the doc. She's like, what for? I'm like, well, this girl came over and said I gave her chlamydia. And she's like, get the fuck out of here. I'm like, hey, no, I don't know. We got to go get checked. So we did. Now you go get checked for chlamydia. I think all you got to do is like pee or something, right? Well, I tell you what.
I guess so. I don't know how guys get checked.
I'll tell you how I got checked. Oh, I got swabbed. This little Chinese man, I shit you not. I'm sitting in there. He's like, all right, pull down your pants. I'm like, all right. And he says, I got to stick this swab in your penis. And I said, you got to do what now? And he says, I got to stick this swab down the shaft of your dick. I'm like, huh. You know, he's like, it's going to be a little uncomfortable. I'm like, all right. And I shit you not, this man, he counted. He says, I'm going to count to three. And he's got this thing. He's holding my cock. He's a little short guy, too. Hold my cock. And he's got this little swab. And he says, I'm going to count to three. He says, I'm going to stick it in there. I'm like, all right. He goes, one, two, and he shoves it right down in there. And I shit you not, I froze up. I'm like, you know, couldn't breathe. Pulls it right back out. Most uncomfortable thing I think I've ever experienced in my life. And that damn test came back negative. It did. It came back negative.
I know it did.
And my present girlfriend came back negative. So, you know, obviously girls in high school, you know, she was an absolute asshole to the girl that you know, came over and said something. So that went around the entire school. Like, you know, she came over and said Aaron had chlamydia, but he didn't. So she got it from somebody, fucking whore, you know. Turns out, no, neither one of them were whores. They're really good women. We still know them as to this day. But it's still a funny story because it's a true story, and it happened, and it hurt. I mean, it was.
All right, men. So don't painful. Go out getting chlamydia is what he is saying.
Ooh, yeah, don't get that shit.
Or don't sleep with somebody who may have it.
Mm-mm, don't do it. It's rough. It's like, even though I didn't have it, though. But I don't think they test you like that anymore. That was what was that? I was probably, I mean, I could drive. So, you know, 13 years ago.
I don't know.
A lot of things. I mean,
I don't know how they test men. I know you get a little pill for it, but I don't know how get tested for STDs.
I don't know.
I think it is pee now. Yeah, you pee and they use like a dipstick or something, maybe.
I'm not entirely sure, but it was it was something. It hurt. Yeah, to say the least. That was very, very, very uncomfortable. I did not like that. So, yeah.
Okay. Do you have anything else you want to share?
I don't know. You know, things pop in my head and I just start rambling on. But that's what makes this episode pretty good, I think, because it's funny. You know, it's not serious. It's just we're just rambling on and I think people will enjoy it. And at least we hope you do. You better fucking like the video.
There's no video.
Oh yeah, we're not doing YouTube this week. You know, because we look a little rough. You know, we're sick, obviously. So, you know, if you're on Apple, or Spotify, you leave a fucking review. You know,
that's iTunes.
iTunes, whatever.
iTunes is the review.
Download that shit. You know,
why are you doing my closure?
Share with your freaking friends.
Rate and subscribe, guys.
You got to do it because otherwise we're gonna stop talking to you fuckers. You understand? Because we're trying to get to the brat to the mass of the audiences here. We need more viewers. So you need to share with your friends. You know, share with your grandma, your cousins, and all kinds of stuff like that. You got to get it done.
I mean, we are trying to get out there. Share as much as you can. Yes.
Yeah, you definitely need to share. If you don't, I will find you.
what is that? What did you say after that? You just made me forget. You sounded like the guy from Taken when you said that. I will find you.
And I will kill you. Yeah. Yeah, when you take, yeah. And the guy says, good luck. Good luck.
And then he makes all of them say good luck, and then bam, there it is. Guys, that movie's really good too.
He freaking kills them all. I love a good action movie. You don't like action movies, you're a fucking pussy.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Yellowstone is action-y, okay?
Yellowstone's it's categories as a
and
drama.
I love John Wick, so shut your face.
John Wick.
We're done with this conversation. Okay, guys.
We hope you enjoyed the episode. I hope you enjoyed my nice humor. I am the boyfriend, the tall, sexy one.
The boyfriend. Andy's boyfriend, Kelly, is still single.
Single.
Like a Pringle.
She's single and mingling.
And we definitely missed her this episode. She should definitely be back next week. Just depends on how everyone's feeling in my house. But like we said, please make sure to rate, subscribe, review, and tell all your friends. If you have any questions or any stories you want to tell us, you can email us at theraunchytruth@gmail.com. Don't forget to follow the Raunchy Truth Instagram page.
And if you get just a wild hair up your ass, send Kelly a dick pic.
Do not.
Yeah, you definitely have to do that. That'd be funny. And that would be a good story.
No,
for
women
the next episode.
Do not like unsolicited dick pics.
It still would be funny though.
Oh my god. No.
It would.
You guys, we will see you next week.